From Tidbits on May 21st, 2012, this is MacBook Pro with Retina Display, review by Egan G. N. Schmitz. Bandying about superlatives ranging from groundbreaking to jaw-dropping. Early reviewers of the recently released MacBook Pro with Retina Display seem to have avoided the comedown that many experience after a showy Apple introduction, and are quite smitten overall with this update to an Apple classic. This praise is forthcoming despite the fact that many aspects of the new MacBook Pro, from the high-resolution Retina display to use of flash memory storage to quicken the overall user experience, are far more evolutionary than revolutionary. For more on the subject, see Incremental Change Wins Apple Big Gains from March 29, 2012, for Glenn Fleischman's treatise on the relative modesty of Apple's hardware upgrades. Here at Tidbits, the only staff member who received a review unit was Jeff Carlson. Unfortunately, he was beholden to one of his other gigs, a little rag called the Seattle Times, for a hands-on review. So let's swing around the internet to see what he and some of the reviewers are saying. On the subject of the new MacBook Pro centerpiece feature, the 15.4-inch Retina display with a resolution of 2880 by 1800 pixels, Roman Loyola at Macworld writes that photo details and text were amazingly crisp when he set the MacBook Pro to its best Retina resolution setting. But he also found himself giddy over reading system alerts. He writes, "The Retina MacBook Pro helped rekindle my appreciation for the little details of Mac OS X that, over time, I've taken for granted." The one downside of having so many pixels, 5.184 million to be exact, at 220 pixels per inch, is that software not optimized for the Retina display, such as Adobe InDesign and Twitter, two examples offered by reviewers, will render images and text poorly. But for MG Siegler at TechCrunch, the biggest problem with the Retina display is the lackluster rendering of text and images in all web browsers, not just those that haven't yet been updated for the display, such as Google Chrome, which has Retina support under development, but also in the Retina-optimized Safari. He writes, "If you want examples of apps that look brilliant with the Retina display, try any of Apple's, iPhoto, iMovie, etc., or visit apple.com from Safari. Otherwise, things are fairly bleak at the moment, and the reality is that depending on how graphic-heavy the app site is, it's going to be a lot of work for developers to make the upgrades." Speaking of selecting the Retina setting for optimized viewing on this pixel-packed display, Tim Stevens at Engadget complains that there isn't a way to choose an explicit numerical resolution setting. Instead, the display preference pane presents you with a five-position slider that ranges from larger text on one end of the spectrum to more space on the other, with best Retina sitting in the middle. Quote, "It's perhaps more friendly for novice users," unquote, he writes. "But remember, this is a laptop with the word Pro in the name." And if you don't believe that, consider that it can run four displays in their native resolutions. In his Seattle Times review, Jeff Carlson is certainly impressed by the screen's resolution and notes that it's, quote, "still glossy, but not as reflective as the standard MacBook Pro screen, which is a big improvement," unquote. However, the Retina display isn't the standout feature of the new MacBook Pro for Jeff, due largely to the fact that he works most of the time tethered to an external monitor at his desk. Rather, it's the breakneck speed of the machine. Thanks to the combination of the 2.3 GHz Intel Core i7 processor in his review unit and the solid-state flash storage, Jeff was able to open Adobe InDesign in just 3 seconds, compared to 25 seconds on his 2-year-old MacBook Pro. For those looking to be more mobile, Engadget performed its battery rundown test and got 7 hours 49 minutes with the 2.6 GHz Core i7 model, and 9 hours 22 minutes for the 2.3 GHz Core i7 version, which compares favorably to the 7 hours of battery life claimed by Apple. However, Catherine Barrett at All Things D put the MacBook Pro through her standard battery test, which seems to stress the laptop more than your typical user by maxing out screen brightness, turning off all power-saving features, playing an endless loop of music, and keeping both Wi-Fi and email retrieval on. Barrett averaged just over 4 hours of battery life from this test, performed twice. Though she believes the MacBook Pro would be more likely to get between 5 and 5.5 hours of battery life under less stressed conditions. Mark Spoonauer at Laptop Magazine found that the new asymmetrically spaced fans on the Retina MacBook Pro definitely helped keep the noise level down while the laptop is handling processor-intensive tasks, such as editing HD video. However, the heat levels coming out from the keyboard were, quote, well above what we consider uncomfortable, unquote, at 105 degrees Fahrenheit. The touchpad and the bottom of the laptop were cooler. From a gaming perspective, Ross Miller at The Verge tested Diablo 3 on the new MacBook Pro with a 2.6 GHz Core i7 processor and 8 GB of RAM, running the game at maximum resolution and pushing, quote, the game's eye candy to the max, unquote, shadows, special effects, etc. He found that the game, quote, jumped between 15 and 20 frames per second, just barely playable at most times, unquote, but that bringing the resolution down to 1680 by 1050, the resolution of the standard MacBook Pro, helped provide a consistent 30 frames per second for better playability. Be sure to check out The Verge's typically gorgeous and fast-paced video review of the Retina MacBook Pro, where Miller's summary echoes many of the other reviewer sentiments. Quote, the new MacBook Pro with Retina display really is kind of... It really is kind of the culmination of everything Apple has learned in the MacBook field. Granted, of course, it is the most expensive MacBook Pro out there, one of the most expensive laptops out there. But if budget's not an issue, this is the best laptop you can buy right now. End quote. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Megan Schmitz, and thanks for listening.